Welcome, Tale Tellers. Yep, it's the start of a new week. Don't worry, it'll go by fast. And let me help with that. Today's episode is by Mwahaha of Lore, titled The Library. A story about books, mystery, and even a little bit of magic. But before we jump in, let's go through some shoutouts. Troy Shawmate, you machine, devouring so many of my episodes lately. Thank you so much, mate, and cheers for the skip spotting. I'll have to fix those. Katie Sturgill, you're just blasting through my episodes just like Troy. Thank you so much, mate. And also, Katie Sturgill actually runs her own YouTube channel, which is Katie World XYX, so check her out. Wee Woo Wee Woo, thank you for picking up those skips for me. I'll be adding them to my to-do list, mate. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for the likes and hilarious comments. They really help me and crack me up. Cheers, mate. Melody, thanks for the like. Arkan Brother, thank you so much for the like and the initial part of the Telltale series. I'll be working on it, buddy. Cheers, mate. Kyle Brandt, cheers for the comments and the input, especially on the Private Investigator episode. And by the way, Telltellers, Kyle sent through another episode of Michi's Journey, so stay tuned for that one. Sin, thank you so much for the likes, you legend. Leanne Odd, thanks for the follow. Nelson Brake, thank you as always for the like. Christian Caulfield, thank you for all your awesome likes, mate. You are a like machine. Cheers. The Mad Catter, he's released another episode, folks, and boy, it's a big one. Check him out, he does fantastic narrations and voice acting, and does scary stories just like me. And you can find him on SoundCloud. Lastly, if you're looking for podcasts to listen to, there are three that spring to mind. The first, Cadavercast, family-friendly awesome podcast involving a father and son discussion about monsters, and mainly the classics, a really great show. Number two, the Crazy Town podcast for all news that's weird and wacky. And lastly, the Super PP Time podcast for your daily dose of insanity and hilarity. These guys crack me up as they improvise up a comedy storm. Seriously, I was in tears at one point. Okay, fantastic folks. Turn those lights off. Let me give you a second. Good. The volume way up and get ready for something different. 10 years ago, I had a strange experience in my public library. I just went back and I'm freaking out. I've had a rough weekend. I was told you guys could help me. Here's a little backstory. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with reading. I devoured every book I could get my hands on. In third grade, I read at a high school level. So by the time I was 11 or 12, there weren't many books too advanced for me. I read anything that piqued my interest. From ages 8 to 12, I spent countless hours at our town's public library. It's only 3 blocks from where my family lives, so my parents were cool with me going over basically any time. None of my friends liked to read, really. But I always felt drawn to the library anyway. The only downside was that the chairs were crazy uncomfortable and people around were always loud. I just dealt with it until I discovered the basement. About 5 months after my 8th birthday, I started to get bored with the content of the library. It's a small town, so the selection wasn't as great as I would have liked. But on my way out one day, I saw a door in a far corner of the building that I hadn't noticed before. I opened it and saw that it led to a creaky-ass staircase. Let me describe this thing for you. First of all, it was basically pitch black, and the only light came from a little bulb on the ceiling. You know, the kind that you have to pull the string down to turn off and on. It was a spiral staircase with steep steps, and since the bulb was at the top of the flight, it got crazy dark near the bottom. It was dusty, musty, creaky, and every related adjective. The stairs were made of old, old wood, and the banister would give you splinters if you ran your hand on it. I don't know how or what possessed me to go down in the first time, but I guess I was just bored from all the books I'd been rereading. Anyway, so when I got to the bottom of the staircase, there was a solid oak door, maroon, with a little bit of light shining out from the bottom and the edges. I opened it. And mother of God, there was the most beautiful sight of my life. It was a basement to the library, but it was better than the library itself. First of all, there were more books than there were upstairs. There were more chairs and couches that could not have been more comfortable for me, just how I liked them. There was a really distinct smell, a sort of natural tangy sweetness, like a really great air freshener, and I couldn't imagine anything better than it. Best of all, there was nobody else down there. No whispers to distract me, no coughs, no sniffles or sneezes. I could lose myself in books down there. Oh, and speaking of books, they were so much better than the ones upstairs. I swear, I never looked for a book down there that I couldn't find. I went back almost every day. For the next 3 years, I was never bored down there. Until May 19th, 2005. It was my 12th birthday. My family was going to have a party for me. Cousins, aunts, uncles, around 7. So I had a few hours after school to kill. As per usual, I went to the basement of my public library, and as usual, I was the only one there. For a couple of hours, I lost myself in a book, but then the sweet smell around me started turning sour. It happened so subtly I wouldn't have even noticed it. If not for a sneeze that prompted me to take in a big gasp of air, it was honestly almost like the smell hadn't changed, just that I liked it less all of a sudden. I really don't know how to describe that. Anyway, I just started getting restless reading my book. I put it down next to me on the couch, and just stared around at my surroundings. Then I noticed a book on one of the shelves that seemed different than the others. Hoping a new book would help ease my restlessness, I walked over to it and pulled it from the shelf. It was larger than most of the other books down there, and bound in a leather that was the same shade of maroon as the door. On the cover was one word, in bold, silver, typewriter font. Apprentice. As I read that word, the sick smell seemed to grow stronger. Rather than being interested in my new find, I began to feel even more anxious. For the first time in 3 years, I didn't want to be in that basement, but my curiosity won out, and I opened the book. There, on the inside cover were the last words I ever read in that basement. An elegant, calligraphic cursive spelled out the last thing I expected to see. My name. I ran like hell. I can't quite describe the feeling that came over me when I read that. I feel silly using the word evil, so I'll go with panic. I felt a desperate need to get out of that room. I bounded through the maroon oak doorframe, took the crickety-ass stairs two at a time, and got the hell out of there. I never went back. The weird thing, as if this story isn't weird already, was that for the next couple of weeks, I'd randomly smell that same sickly sweet smell that the basement had on that last day. It wouldn't last more than a couple of minutes, but it probably happened about 10 times before it stopped altogether. Needless to say, I avoided the library like a plague after that. Even walking or driving on that road gave me anxiety. So now, I'm 22 years old, and here's where the story gets messy. I go to a local community college. Funny how once you stop reading or caring about school, you can't get into any of the colleges you want. Anyway, it's about 15 minutes from my house. I'm in a government class and we were assigned a group paper. Three of my classmates and I met to decide where would be a nice, quiet place for us to do our project. And one of them, a high school classmate of mine, suggests,
"How about the public library?"
He then goes on to describe how it's a quiet place and hardly anyone goes there, and it's open really late because the librarian has nothing better to do. Of course, I'm freaking out a little bit, but there's nothing I can say that wouldn't make me seem like a complete basket case. So I agreed. I need to face my demons anyway, right? I determined that I wouldn't be afraid of this building anymore. Kids experience weird shit sometimes. I really couldn't be sure I wasn't just an imaginative child, and it was now time for me to grow up and be a man. All that jazz. So, last Thursday, our group met at the library. I actually felt really good being there. It wasn't nearly as loud as I remembered it, and it was a solid place for us to do our project. But I looked around for the door to the basement and couldn't find it. I must have forgotten where it was, right? It had been a while after all. I wanted to go down, you know, to really prove to myself that my fear was gone or whatever. So I approached the librarian who worked there since my parents were kids and said, "Hey, where's the door to the basement?" She looked at me really, really weird, and this, I shit you not, is what she said to me, word for word. "Basement? We don't have a basement. We've never had a basement. In fact, city ordinances prohibit all buildings in this area from having a basement." Then she went about her business. So obviously, I'm freaking out at this point, and I get the hell out of there. But walking back to my car, I smell it. That same sickly sweet smell from that day in the library basement. You know, the basement that supposedly has never existed? What the fuck? Like, what the actual fuck I'm supposed to make of that? Anyway, holy shit, I've smelled it like 6 or 7 times since Thursday, and it always goes away within a couple of minutes. What the hell is it? And I swear to God that other than my bed and school, I've spent more time in that basement than anywhere else during those years of my life. I'd swear that place exists with a gun to my head, and apparently it's just gone. I checked out what the librarian told me. Yeah, city ordinances prohibit basements around that area. Apparently the ground is pretty unstable. What's going on with me, guys? Don't be afraid to tell me I'm crazy, because I'm willing to accept that as a possibility at this point. What's up with the apprentice book? Now that I'm thinking about it, I literally don't remember seeing anybody else down in that basement. Which would make sense if, according to the librarian, it doesn't exist. I just need to know what's happening because I can't think about anything else now. Oh God, I'm smelling it again. Help me. What an awesome story, right? Just fantastic. That story's by Mwahaha of Lore, and the title, just to remind you, is The Library. I'll include the link in the episode notes. So what would you do if you saw your name in that book? Would you go down there? Stay down there, perhaps? Let me know what you think you'd do. I'm eager to find out. For me, I'd probably stay down there. If I found my name in a book, I'd want to find out more. Or maybe I don't. Maybe it leads somewhere even more dangerous. Maybe once you're in, you can't get out. Well, thankfully, we'll never know. Well, my fantastic followers, a special thank you to you for simply listening. If you want to help me out and the channel, share me around. Leave an iTunes review or subscribe to me on YouTube. Any one of those favors goes a long, long way. Not just for the channel, but also the authors on here. Your support, even listening, helps me out. So thanks. Well, listeners, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.